This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. In every month so far this year, home builders have become more optimistic about the market for new houses. That's according to a survey out this morning from the National Association of Home Builders. It seems that buyers are adjusting to higher mortgage rates, and new homes are playing a bigger role in the housing market more generally. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes starts us off.
Alicia Huey builds custom houses in Birmingham, Alabama. She says one thing that makes her feel good about the market for new homes compared to this time last year is that it's easier to get the materials to build them. She's also learned to order appliances she needs as soon as she starts putting up 2x4s.
The last house that I just finished, we had to order garage doors as soon as we started framing.
Which she says didn't used to be the norm. Huey is also chairman of the National Association of Home Builders and says there's clear demand for these new homes, especially as high interest rates have kept owners of existing homes from selling. Now, NAHB chief economist Robert Dietz says new construction makes up a much bigger chunk of the housing stock for sale.
Typically, it was about 12%, so roughly about 1 out of 10 homes being new. Today, it's 1 out of 3.
Getting more housing inventory on the market is key to controlling the price of shelter overall. Both owner-occupied and rental housing has gone up 8% in the past year. Realtor.com chief economist Danielle Hale says increased construction could help, depending on what gets built.
Especially if builders try to meet the needs of not just trade-up buyers, but more entry-level buyers.
But Hale points out the prices of both labor and supplies remain high, and it's historically been more profitable to build fancier houses for people who can pay more than to build starter homes that are more affordable. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.